Your Steve Jones Show podcast is loading now. The Steve Jones Show podcast is sponsored by Purdy Insurance. Visit Purdy Insurance on Market Street in Sunbury or visit online at purdyinsurance.com. Sports talk where your voice counts. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now, from the Sunbury Motors Studio, here's Steve Jones.
Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury. Sunbury Motors, Key Routes 11 to 15, Hummel's Wharf. Kevin's driving a new vehicle again this week.
Yeah, this week we're featuring the 2015 Ford Fiesta. And you talk about gas sipping. Listen to this. Already looking at an average gas mileage back and forth, like town driving, stop and go type, at 30 miles to the gallon. That's not even, that's the city.
And usually drive 90, so I mean, right. Imagine what you get if you drove normally.
Imagine if you drove the speed limit, what the mileage would be like. Highway, of course, is going to be much higher in the upper 30s, is what the estimate is, but I've heard numbers in the 40s by some people that have driven the Ford Fiesta. So if you're looking for a smaller vehicle, you're looking for right now no payments, like zero down, zero due at signing, zero first month payment, you want to talk to the folks at Sunbury Motors. And by the way, at Sunbury Motors on North 4th Street in Sunbury, you can also request information on the Ford Fiesta 1 liter, three-cylinder, a 1 liter, three-cylinder, five-speed manual transmission. So if you think the gas mileage in the four is good, imagine what the gas mileage in the three-cylinder would be like. Check it out. Sunbury Motors, North 4th Street, Sunbury. You can also see the details of this specific vehicle on my Facebook page and follow me on Twitter at Kevin Herr.
By the way, check the email, Facebook, and Twitter, all forms of social media message boards. Not one complaint of the cancellation of 10 good IndyCar seconds.
Well, that's because you deleted all mine.
It's all right. You can complain if you wish.
No, it's okay. I know I'm in the minority. I'm okay with it. I enjoyed the race. Let's just leave it at that.
I mean, both the fans that attended said they enjoyed it.
Actually, they had a really good crowd.
Yeah, sure. And today's show brought to you by Purdy Insurance, Market Street in Sunbury. Go to purdyinsurance.com. They will take care of all your insurance needs. Not only that, they'll find you the best prices for the right coverage. It's all at Purdy Insurance, Market Street in Sunbury. Go to purdyinsurance.com. And by the way, get those foursomes together. Remember, the Purdy Memorial Golf Tournament's coming up on Wednesday, May 6th. We look forward to being out there at the Susquehanna Valley Country Club. We'd love to see a record number out for the tournament. I think it is a circle on my calendar annual event that, to me, is a can't-miss.
Do you want to know what the long-range AccuWeather forecast is for May 6th?
I suppose you're going to tell us.
Sure. Mostly sunny, high 71.
Great. I hope that holds.
Me too.
All I have to do is negotiate another 37 days, and we're there. The Big Ten will have two teams in the Final Four, Michigan State, Wisconsin. Michigan State's going to play Duke opening game, nightcap, Wisconsin, Kentucky. And by the way, the Notre Dame-Kentucky game was a TBS record. They've never had a larger audience on TBS ever than what they had on Saturday night. And TBS, by the way, gets the Final Four. It is not on CBS. It is on TBS. The championship game is on CBS. It's the first time they've ever done this.
True TV, nothing.
Well, again, they go back into hibernation for another 51 weeks until I need them.
Did you learn the channel number yet?
Well, I know it's 841 here. That part I got.
Okay. I just wondered if you at least memorized that.
No, that's no issue. I already knew that. It's a blow-by on the way to getting to someplace else. But I want to talk for a moment about the Big Ten. And it does go somewhat to the issue of recruiting, but it goes to the issue of perception. Michigan State and Wisconsin are two Big Ten schools that are going to be in the Final Four. And somebody asked me today about Pitt and the ACC. And I said, well, here's a big issue for Pitt. There's nobody up here that looks at this as ACC country. If you grow up in North Carolina, it's like, yeah, you know, I may be a North Carolina Wake fan, whatever, but like I'm in the, you know, it's the ACC. Virginia, it's the ACC. All right, Georgia, you know, well, Georgia's got to split. That's SEC, whatever. I mean, Maryland was SEC. It was ACC country. But look, for example, at Boston College. Boston College now has been in the ACC for, what, 10, 11 years? Nobody looks at Boston College as ACC country. They don't look at it as anything. It's Red Sox country. It's Patriots country. It's not the ACC. Not so sure how Syracuse is perceived in upstate New York when it comes to the ACC. But when it comes to Pitt, the Big East had done a great job of really establishing the brand Big East in the East. You had West Virginia, you had Pitt, you had Villanova, St. John's, Georgetown, Seton Hall, you know, in the corridor, Syracuse, UConn. They'd done a good job of regionalizing the brand. I can tell you in the Big Ten, the old school Big Ten schools, Illinois, Ohio State, Michigan, Michigan State, Wisconsin, Minnesota, Northwestern Illinois, Iowa, those 10 schools really look at themselves as Big Ten schools. Now here's Penn State heading into its 23rd year of competition in the Big Ten. In fact, June 4th will be the 25th anniversary of when Penn State was officially voted into the conference. 25th anniversary. And there is no way in my travels throughout the state where I feel like I'm in Big Ten country. Now, I feel like I'm in Penn State country. There's no question about that. I don't care whether I go to Johnstown. I mean, I've got something coming up in Johnstown. In the next month, I've got to go to Scranton, Johnstown, and that's one other place I have to go. Wherever I've gone in this state over the last 15 to 20 years, there's no doubt I'm in Penn State country. Penn State. But there is no feel for the Big Ten at all in this state. Now, it's a little bit better with the Big Ten network now because you're not cobbling together stations to put together a regional network to watch some games. Hey, great, we're going to be on Wolf TV in Scranton. All right, you're not going to make Channel 15 in Harrisburg. With the Big Ten network, which is on in 87% of the TVs in Pennsylvania, that's taking care of a huge problem. No question. But do Penn State fans feel like they're Big Ten fans? Do they feel like the Big Ten is it? It's interesting, here on campus, you have 80% of the students here on campus where they're all born now after Penn State played in the Big Ten for the first time. So that's all they've ever known. If you're 22 years old, Penn State's played always in the Big Ten. Right? But for the older fans, those who are in their 30s, their 40s, obviously 50s and 60s, I think to them, Penn State's an independent being forced to play a Big Ten schedule. And they miss having Pitt. They miss Syracuse. They miss West Virginia. And it's been an adjustment for them thinking about Penn State in the Big Ten. And part of that, too, is that this plays into recruiting. Now, in football, Penn State's going to be able to recruit for football no matter what. You're being recruited by Penn State. So it doesn't matter what the brand is. But for example, if you're going to play basketball, well, you know, what's your thought in the Philadelphia area about playing Big Ten basketball? What is Big Ten basketball? Now you want to recruit them. I mean, look at Wisconsin. Let's take Wisconsin. Wisconsin's in the Final Four again. And when you look at their basketball team and the players on it, I mean, where are they from? Yeah. Decker's from Sheboygan. Gosser's from Point Washington. And Kaminsky's from Illinois, obviously. Koenig was the player of the year in Wisconsin. I mean, that's three-fifths of their starting lineup. And then you got guys like Trey Jackson and Kaminsky, who are, right, Big Ten, deep-seated Big Ten areas to play Big Ten basketball. Like, that's Wisconsin's team. Okay, they aren't from Madison, but they sure are heavy in the Big Ten. Yeah, Showalter comes off the bench. He's from Wisconsin. Okay. Now, Dukin grew up, his father was a scout with the Bulls. Okay. Now you look at Michigan State. Hey, Valentine's from Lansing. Hey, Forbes may have started out at Cleveland State, but guess what? He's from Lansing, too. Now, Trice is obviously from Ohio. He's a great story because, I mean, he's kind of survived a little bit to get to this point physically. And, he had some mysterious ailment. I mean, Valentine's from Lansing. Okay? Forbes is from Lansing. Hey, Costello's from Bay City. And you got Schilling from Chicago. You got Trice from Huber Heights. Well, you got Dawson's from Gary, Indiana. They're all from Big Ten schools, Big Ten country. Well, where's the Big Ten country here? No Big Ten country here. Penn State fans have really shown over a period of time they're not exactly enamored with the Big Ten. They weren't universally accepted when it came time to get in. There wasn't the same kind of excitement about, hey, look, Nebraska's in, they voted 11-0. Hey, Rutgers is in, they voted 12-0. Hey, look, Maryland's in, they voted 12-0. Hey, look, Penn State's in, they voted 7-3. That 5.5 months from the time that they announced Penn State coming in on, what, December 20th of 89, until they actually voted on June 4th, 1990, was a tumultuous 5.5 months. And a lot of pick about Penn State, and it did two things. It really showed the deep-seated feeling within the conference, and at the same time, I think it hurt a lot of Penn State people looking at it like, what the heck are they, what did we do wrong? How it was handled was a mistake. And then, of course, how the last 3.5 years has been handled hasn't exactly endeared the conference to some people in the Penn State who love Penn State. I think it's a fair statement to make. But this is not Big Ten country. You're around high school athletes all the time. Do they, like, look at themselves and go, oh, I can't wait to play in the Big Ten?
No, they go, I can't wait to play at the next level.
Right, but there's no feel about the Big Ten. Like, I can't wait to go play for the Big Ten. Wow, playing the Big Ten in this state is a big deal. No, playing for Penn State's a big deal. Wrestling for Penn State's a big deal.
That's one I do hear. I hope I can wrestle at Penn State. That I hear. And I do sometimes hear wrestle in the Big Ten, but not a lot. Not like what you're saying.
Yeah, well, I mean, but the basketball thing's out of it. I mean, this talent, there's the scarcity of talent in this state is that's a big issue here.
Right.
I mean, when I'm talking about Koenig, when I talk about Showalter, I talk about Gosser, I talk about Decker. They're all Wisconsin kids that can play. Anybody would want Decker. Decker was about as highly recruited players there is in the country. Gosser, everybody wanted. Koenig was really, really good. Okay, between Pittsburgh and Philadelphia, who fits that bill? I went through the rosters of Power 5 teams in the country, Power 5 conferences. So, for the moment, the Big East is out of this discussion and so forth, okay? All right. You know how many Pennsylvania kids there are outside of Penn State, of course, on Power 5 conferences? 7.
I would not have guessed single digits.
And none of them are between, I'm telling you, this excludes the Big East, okay? And excludes the Atlantic 10 and so forth. I'm talking about the Power 5, those 65 schools. Okay, 7. Excluding Penn State, of course. Right? And none of them are between Pittsburgh and Philadelphia. Really? I mean, what does that tell you? You don't have a depth of feeling about the conference to begin with. You don't have people aspiring to say, hey, I can't wait to play Big Ten basketball someday. But you ask a kid in Iowa, Wisconsin, Illinois, Michigan, whatever, they want to play either for the state school, but if they don't, they're going to play in the Big Ten. I'm going to play, can't wait to play in the Big Ten. You ask a kid in Indiana, boy, they can't wait to play in the Big Ten. And that feeling just isn't in that. Now, I realize we are in an era where you are really locked in on your team. If you're a Phillies fan and I ask you about the Arizona Diamondbacks, even though they're in the same league, you're not really sure outside of Goldschmidt who they have. I got it. That's the era we're in. We're really locked in on our team. So you're locked in on Penn State. I got it. But if I were to sit there and say, by the way, so what do you guys think of Revonte Rice? You'd be like, who the heck's Revonte Rice? I mean, I mentioned that D'Angelo Russell may be one of the top 5 picks going into the draft before they play Ohio State. Something tells me that the vast majority of the audience was listening to me going, who is D'Angelo Russell? Now, some of you are out there going, oh, no, I know who he was. And there's some of you out there going, I really didn't hear of him until Penn State played him. Maybe if you're honest about it. This is one of the top 5 guys in the draft. And something tells me that there are obviously some people who listen and understand and get, and follow it that know exactly who he is. And there are some people that never heard of him or even seen him play a game until he played Penn State. Yet if I sit there and I do the same thing and talk to a group of fans in Des Moines, they'd be like, it's one of the top guys in the Big Ten, blah, blah, blah. It's just not the depth of feeling about the conference or wanting to know as much about other conference schools, I think, in this state. It's my opinion. I might be wrong. If I'm wrong, call me and tell me. Come back with more in a moment on News Radio 1070 WKOK.
If you're not insured with the Purdy Insurance Agency, you may not be getting the most out of your insurance coverage. Locally owned and family operated for over 90 years, the experienced team at Purdy will compare your rates and coverage among a number of nationally recognized insurers to make sure you're getting the most out of your insurance dollars. And once you join the Purdy family of customers, you'll experience service and claims handling that's second to none. Call 1-800-677-2478 to see what Purdy Insurance can do for you.
Hey. Hey, guess what day it is?
Tuesday.
No, it's Hyundai.
Hyundai.
Remember, every day is Hyundai.
Hyundai.
And it's the Lease We Can Do sales event going on now at Sunbury Motors Hyundai.
Hyundai.
The lease we can do is cut the crap and give you low payments and no money down. Lease a 2015 Hyundai Sonata SE for only $237 a month for 36 months with zero down. Zilch. Nada. Or lease a 2015 Hyundai Elantra SE for only $183 a month for 36 months. Again, no money down. Or you could go green. Lease a 2015 Hyundai Sonata Hybrid for $250 a month for 36 months, and you guessed it, zero due at sign. No hidden fees, no plus tax, and blah, blah, blah. It's the lease we can do. These cars are here, these deals are real, and they're only at your home for Hyundai, Sunbury Motors Hyundai,
Hyundai.
In the North 4th Street Auto Plaza, Sunbury, where every day is Hyundai.
Hyundai!
Lease is based on 10,000 miles per year, zero total due at signing with approved HMFR Tier 1 financing tax included. See dealer for complete details.
Three emails here, all saying the same thing. Thanks for cutting out the 10 good IndyCar seconds. I was glad we were to talk about sports today. That's good. It's positive feedback. You appear to be bitter.
No, I'm fine. I was excited yesterday. I sent you a text right away. I said, IndyCar season starts now. I was excited.
Tatum Coffey, by the way, Big Ten Offensive Player of the Week in women's lacrosse. Why do I mention that? She's taking my class. She's very, very good. She's going to have a good career in TV.
Taking your calls at 800-795-9565. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now from the Sunbury Motor Studio, here's Steve Jones.
Great to be with you on this Monday, brought to you by Purdy Insurance, Market Street in Sunbury. Go to purdyinsurance.com. They'll take care of all of your insurance needs, and they'll do so to make sure that they get you the best deal that fits your budget. It is Purdy Insurance, Market Street in Sunbury. Go to purdyinsurance.com. May 6th, the Purdy Memorial Golf Tournament, Susquehanna Valley Country Club. We'll be on hand. We will do the show live there and take all of your intriguing, deep, personal Kevin Hur questions.
That's going to be a short show.
Well, then we'll just have to fill it in like we do the rest of the time with good stuff.
Oh, good.
And I'm in the Sunbury Motors Studio, 4th Street in Sunbury, Sunbury Motors Key, Routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. It's an important time for the Big Ten because, you know, and Penn State fans need to pay attention to this, and that is the Big Ten television contract is coming up for renewal. That's huge. It's going to affect every sport across the board. I mean, the money is going to be primarily for football first and men's basketball next. But other sports are going to benefit financially from this deal because the money's going to be spread across the board to every sport at Penn State. It's going to be spread across the board to every sport. And that's a big part. But the next part is, what does the Big Ten now do in the state of Indiana? It's something that you have to take a long, hard look at. You know the law that was passed by Indiana and signed into law by Governor Mike Pence on Thursday. And it is now a sports issue because they passed it at a time before the Final Four got there. And it's going to be talked about all week as to what to do with events in that state. And it's not a small issue, it's a huge issue. And now the state's clarifying, trying to clarify what the law means. The law signed by Governor Mike Pence Thursday would prohibit state and local laws that substantially burden the ability of all people, including businesses and associations, to follow their religious beliefs. Well, what does that mean? To some, the initial thought is that if you happen to be, you own a restaurant, can you deny service to a gay couple? I think that's the question that's being brought up. Now, they're working on, according to legislative leaders in Indiana, to add language to the law to make it clear that it doesn't allow discrimination against gays and lesbians, while Democrats countered that a full repeal is the only way to stem the widespread criticism of the law. Well, here's the issue Indiana has now, that if it is a perception, which I think people widely hold it's a perception, look, people are people. Come in the restaurant, hey, you act polite, you pay your money, great. Anybody. People are people. But here's the issue. You have right now the Final Four is in Indiana because the NCAA is there once every 5 years. So it's back at Lucas Oil Stadium again. They most recently, within the last 5 years, hosted a Super Bowl, second one where the Giants beat the Patriots. And not only that, it appeared to be a big success. Now this is where the Big Ten comes into play. The Big Ten is about to play its fifth championship game at Lucas Oil Stadium in Indianapolis, first Saturday of December. Now what do you do with the contract after that? And the Big Ten men's and women's basketball championships are both going back to Indianapolis in March of next year for the upcoming season. So 11 months from now, we'll be sitting in Indy at Bankers Life Fieldhouse. So now what do you do with all that? Because remember, when Arizona did not have the King holiday, the Super Bowl was pulled out of Arizona. And others were saying they weren't going to put their events in Arizona. And if you're the Colts, what do? If you're the Pacers, what do? Now, this doesn't have the same. Now, these are events that come in from the outside. So it's not going to really affect the Colts. It's not going to affect Indiana football, basketball, Purdue football, basketball, Notre Dame football, basketball, anything like that. But you can take your convention anywhere you wish. And sports entities are powerful entities. The one I forgot and I left out, it's my fault for leaving out, the NFL Combine's in Indianapolis every year. So they either come up with a direct clarification of the law, because the law being passed as it is gives one the feeling that for religious reasons you can exclude someone. From staying at your hotel, staying, you know, eating at your restaurant, whatever. Now, there are opponents of this, and of course, social media has been important. They've already put together hashtag boycott Indiana. One quick note. There's obviously Paul Hewitt has left George Mason University. He was fired at George Mason. So the opening is there. A prime candidate has been Dave Paulson of Bucknell. Washington Post is reporting that they're going to hire him. Jeff Goodman is going with the Washington Post story. Yahoo Sports is saying they're finalizing details. Bucknell, as expected, hasn't said anything yet.
According to CBS Sports, a press conference is expected to be held Wednesday for the announcement.
Well, he'd be an excellent hire there, if that is the case. But they are reporting that, and unless we get confirmation one way or the other, we're just letting you know what's being reported out there. But the Washington Post is reporting it. Sports Illustrated is reporting the Washington Post writer. And Jeff Goodman is reporting it at ESPN. Yahoo Sports says they're in the process of finalizing details. That's where they are with the story right now. He's a good man. He's an excellent coach. If he stays at Bucknell, awesome. He's done an incredible job. If he goes to George Mason, they're getting a great guy that I have a lot of respect for. So there's the story on that. Football. We'll wrap it up, give you an update on where things are with Penn State football and spring practice in a moment as we continue on News Radio 1070 WKOK.
Hey, guess what day it is?
Tuesday.
No, it's Hyundai.
Hyundai.
Remember, every day is Hyundai?
Hyundai.
And it's the Lease We Can Do sales event going on now at Sunbury Motors Hyundai.
Hyundai.
The lease we can do is cut the crap and give you low payments and no money down. Lease a 2015 Hyundai Sonata SE for only $237 a month for 36 months with zero down. Zilch. Nada. Or lease a 2015 Hyundai Elantra SE for only $183 a month for 36 months. Again, no money down. Or you could go green. Lease a 2015 Hyundai Sonata Hybrid for $250 a month for 36 months, and you guessed it, zero due at sign. No hidden fees, no plus tax, and blah, blah, blah. It's the lease we can do. These cars are here, these deals are real, and they're only at your home for Hyundai, Sunbury Motors Hyundai,
Hyundai,
in the North 4th Street Auto Plaza, Sunbury, where every day is Hyundai.
Hyundai!
Lease is based on 10,000 miles per year, zero total due assigning with approved HMFR Tier 1 financing, tax included. See dealer for complete details.
And that was 10 good IndyCar seconds. Hope you enjoyed it. Appear to be bitter, like I took a segment away from you.
Too much stuff going on to be bitter.
I see. So we'll find out what the status of Dave Paulson is as time goes here between George Mason and Bucknell. As of right now, he would still be Bucknell's head basketball coach, but there are reports saying the George Mason job can be his. It looks like Rick Barnes is going to go to Tennessee. Greg Marshall's going to interview at Alabama. Penn State football now. Let's get to some football news. Spring practice. They're a third of the way through. They're back at work, in fact, right now, as a matter of fact, with practice number six. The better football team today than it was on this date a year ago. And there's several reasons for that. Number one, everyone knows what they're doing this time around. There's no guesswork trying to do it by the numbers. This is what, you know, hey, we're coaching this. This is how we want you to do it. This is how you do it. Okay, wait a minute. You know, I'm supposed to run at this depth, that depth, whatever. That, all the guesswork on that part's out of there. It's more instinctive now. So it's going to give you a better flow to begin with. The next part is this. Experience makes a big difference. I talked with Herb Hand after Saturday. And he's got some genuine enthusiasm about what's going on with his offensive line. Why? Because the guys have played. A year ago, Donovan Smith was the only guy that had started and played in that offensive line, that, you know, once Miles Diefenbach got hurt. Well, now you have Angelo Mangiaro, who, through various positions, started every game last year. Wendy Lorenz now played, and he's also started. Brian Gaius started all last season after being flipped from defensive tackle to offensive guard. Derek Dowery played a lot, flipped from defensive tackle to offensive guard. Andrew Nelson had never taken a snap in Division I football before. Never. He missed the winter program last year coming back from an injury. Well, he ended up with 13 starts. Brendan Mann had never started, or never even played a minute of a Division I game before like Andrew Nelson. And so when you go through something like this, experience means something. It goes back to the old Joe Paterno saying, I'd rather play a game too late than a game too early. In other words, I'd rather err on the side of caution as to when you're ready. That way, when you actually do get out there, you are ready. Instead of maybe playing you a little bit too early and maybe ruining your confidence. Very important. Well, these guys, Nelson, Mann, Gaia to a point, had to be force-fed, and Dowery, force-fed into playing last year. Now, Herb Hand has six guys that not only played, but played a lot, and the vast majority started. And that has made a big difference in their development up front. You're deep at wideout. You add Tompkins in to go with Godwin, Blacknall, Lewis, and Hamilton. You've got some depth. Gesicki's going to have to become a better blocker, but the guy has great hands at tight end. Brenneman, same thing. Carter, good all-around player. Wilkerson's a good blocker. You got Lynch back at tailback. Now, youth and guys that haven't carried the ball in the game behind him makes a difference. Now you get the defense. Johnson and Zettel have played a lot. Barney's played some. Parker Cothran's played some. Antoine White hasn't, so you get him into the mix. Nassib's played a lot in the outside. Now, you're a little thin out there. Sickles has played a little bit. Schwann's played a little bit. Brown hasn't played at all. Okay, so there's a spot. In the middle, Wartman's played a lot. Wooten was, they did a good job of spotting Wooten in games here and there last year to give him some game experience. Not extensive, but he has some. Kabinda had to be force-fed in there. You could just tell with Jason when he got in there, he didn't really know what he was doing. It's like, I'm going to get by on athleticism here for a while. Well, now, here it is the spring, and he's got a better feel for what he's supposed to do all the time. So that part now has paid off. Kabinda's had a really good spring. Bell excelled at that field linebacker last year. They weren't sure going in how he'd do at it, and it turned out he's been really good. Walker's at least play. Now, Reeder hasn't played, so Reeder, this is a good spring for him in that spot. And Klein, coming back from that injury, but at least knows how to play. Allen has game experience. Lucas is flipping from the corner to the safety. It may be a different viewpoint, but at least he's played a ton in his career. Speed of the game means nothing to him. Haley's at least played. And Trevor Williams, to his credit, flipped over the corner. It's taken a while for him to really get going over there, but he came on the last five or six games and played really, really well, and he's having a great spring. So you've got a more experienced football team and a little deeper football team. And the fact is, in key spots, you have guys that at least played before. And that makes a difference. You can't wave a magic wand and voila, you're good. You just can't. And nothing replaces game experience. I mean, and I talk about this with my class all the time. I mentioned Tatum Coffey earlier, who takes my class, was the Big Ten lacrosse offensive player of the week. All right. Well, this is what I was talking about, this job. This job, you just don't walk out and go, oh, I could go on the air. I could talk. No, you couldn't. Hey, it takes time, like anything. And we talk about Purdy Insurance. I could not walk in and sell insurance. It would take me time. They're professionals. They've done it all the time. Selling cars. Talk about Sunbury Motors. I couldn't walk in and do that. They're experts. They know it. They do it. They have experience to do it. Right? That's not my deal. Well, it's the same thing with sports. You don't just like grab a ball. I can play. The guy across the line from me is trying. I mean, look, you're going against people on the other side. They're consumed with hate. They want to crush you. And on-the-job training leads to being occasionally crushed in anything you do. Well, these guys had to be force-fed with on-the-job training. Now having that little edge of experience has made a big difference with this football team. When you can mix some guys in here and there and wean them in just a bit, makes a big difference. Notice with Grant Haley, they picked their spots more and more and more as the season went. He didn't start from day one at that corner spot. Now, Hackenberg did. What Hackenberg's done is really remarkable. To come in a quarterback, complicated pro system like he had with Bill O'Brien, to do it the way he did, really is remarkable. And last year, obviously, was physically tough on him. He took a real beating last year, and he's one tough. Your quarterback is one tough son of a gun. And maybe you start, you know, start thinking of your quarterback as one tough son of a gun instead of criticizing, gee, I can't believe why he threw it there. Why did he take that sack? Okay, nobody's running at you ready to take your head off. Although Drew's tried to go after Kevin a couple times, but that's a personal thing. It's like getting behind the car of an Indy car. We all think we can drive 220 miles an hour. Some of you have attempted that on routes 11 and 15 about 2 in the morning. But it takes incredible skill and know-how and experience to do it at a high level. I know Kevin thinks it's easy to play for the Phillies. It might be easy to crack the lineup right now.
I was
going
to say, it's easy to get in the lineup.
Do you wake up just filled with hate, or is it just something that just builds as the day goes along?
Never really give it much thought. I'll wake up tomorrow and think about it for you.
Give us an answer on Saturday's show.
All right, sounds great.
Today's show has been brought to you by Purdy Insurance, Market Street in Sunbury. Go to purdyinsurance.com. From the Sunbury Motors Studio, 4th Street in Sunbury, Sunbury Motors Key, routes 11 and 15. So long, everyone.